But of all the things I want to do, I yearn to fly the most. My father didn't just teach me how to read the instruments. He taught me how to fly beautifully, with skill and precision. How to initiate not just a turn, but a lovely, efficient turn that carves the sky like a bird's wings. How to crab for a crosswind landing. How to catch an updraft from a warming earth. To fly is to slip the cords of earth and join the sky. When you fly in an open cockpit like that of the U-2, you are wrapped in the wind. If you love a sunset, you become part of that sunset. You do not simply see the colors, but feel them. As you feel the hush of the dawn steal into your soul when you fly east in the earliest hours of morning, Mama stirs. "Do you think Tatiana is out there and all that?" she asks, and strokes my arm. The Nazis have surrounded three sides of our city with searchlights and flak guns. These are precisely the targets that my sister and her fellow pilots in their tiny planes want to bomb. Mama is looking out at the threads of red light from the anti-aircraft emplacements that fracture the night, and the screams of artillery shells as they seek their targets. Each evening, the belly of the sky is ripped wide open, and the glistening entrails of the night spill out in a slime of fire. "Is she out there? Do you think so, Valya?" Mama asks again. She has her arm around my shoulder. I feel her fingers dig in, as if she is trying to hang on to me, the bright red star of her heart. But the other red star, the true red star, is out there in her tiny plane, defending our city.